High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody. Back again at Johnson Brock at the Eagles Nest for the third consecutive night. A few nights ago, it was the boys' sub-district final. Johnson Brock picked up the win. They advanced to the district championship, and that's where we are at tonight. Johnson Brock, number one in Class D, 124-0 on the year. The winner of 32 consecutive games dating back to last season when they won a state title. They're going for number 33 tonight and a trip to the state tournament with a win here tonight against Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights come in here 11-13 on the season. Records don't always mean a lot. We'll see what happens in this one. The Knights have left the floor. Johnson Brock is wrapping up their warm-up. They're headed back to the locker room for final instructions from Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. We were here last night for a super exciting, although disappointing, end to the Johnson Brock girls' season. They lost last night to Bancroft Rosalie 65-63 in four overtimes here last night at Johnson Brock. But the Eagle fans are back tonight in good spirits and hoping the boys can get into the state tournament in Lincoln coming up in about a week and a half. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about the starters and more after this on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jacket. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Talk to the pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip a month to the pharmacy. Also offering flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust your Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back here in Johnson, Nebraska, home of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Let's look at the starting lineup tonight for Coach Aaron Pryor and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. He will go with a 6'3" senior, Riley Wilson. 6'2" senior, Easton Miller. 6'8" junior, Aiden Schmidt. 6'1" senior, Tyson Manns. 6'1" senior, Sam Clements. Riley Wilson, Easton Miller, Aiden Schmidt, Tyson Manns, and Sam Clements. Starting five for Elmwood Murdoch, and you heard me mention Aiden Schmidt. He is 6'8", does not score a lot, although I understand he is an excellent free throw shooter. So the Eagles don't want to be putting him on the line tonight, but he will be something they have to deal with that height they don't see a lot of during the regular season. For Coach Lucas Dollinghouse tonight, his Johnson Brock starting five will be 5'9" senior Sloan Pelican. Pelican coming into the ball game, averaging 6.8 points per contest. 6'2" junior Camden Dollinghouse, averaging 15.2 points per game for Johnson Brock. 6'2" sophomore Brody Kaler. Kaler coming in, averaging 12.5 points per game. Next is 6'2" junior Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen averaging 10.3 points per game. And Leighton Barron, a 6-foot senior, he will average 4.5 points per game on the season for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Those are your starting five for Johnson Brock into this ball game. Again, 24-0 on the year. Ranked number one. They've been there all season, hoping to go wire to wire and win four more games here this season, including this one tonight. Our game brought to you by our title sponsor, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. They also serve you from five locations in northeast Kansas. The teams are huddled up with their coaches. We're going to have the national anthem coming up here in just a moment at Johnson Brock. I think the Johnson Brock pep band is probably here tonight, but we'll see they're down there far enough in the corner where I'm at. I can't see where they're at. But the colors will be presented here by the local Legion Club in Johnson, so that will be getting underway here in just a moment. Congratulations, the Fall City Sigurd Irish girls. They made it back to the state tournament last night with a big win out at Hastings. You heard over on sister station KTNC, the Irish will play Humphrey St. Francis. Surprise, surprise, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. You'll hear that here on Sunny 101.3 coming up Wednesday evening. That tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center on Wednesday night. So we invite you to join us for that if you can't make it to Lincoln to catch the Lady Irish on Wednesday night. All right. Well, we're getting ready here for the National Anthem. We're going to take a timeout. Our birthday boy, Kirk Gilman, running the board for us tonight on his birthday. Kirk, thanks for coming in on your birthday, taking care of us tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the start of this ball game, the D1 Boys District Final, coming up on Sunny 101.3 after this.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Falls City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelican's can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added, Polish dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to the Eagles Nest in Johnson. Starters being introduced here for Elwood Murdoch. They're the road team. They're dressed in black and white tonight. The Eagles at home, right where they want to be. Starting five for the Knights introduced, and now it's time to introduce the Eagles for the crowd on hand here tonight. We've got other teams being played. Let's see, in D1 tonight, Ainsworth, number 16, is taking on number 11, Axel. That's at Ainsworth. That's already underway. Also today, the school Junction taking on Riverside. That's the 14 versus the 13 seed. That'll get underway now. And also on this Saturday at D1, Hanley Litchfield is taking on Averick in a 3 versus 14 game. And that's it for the district games there tonight. Tuesday we'll have boys district basketball again. It'll be Class C1. The Auburn Bulldogs will be at Seward to take on Elk Creek in a 3 versus 14 game on Tuesday night here on Sunny 101.3. Into the center circle, it will be Eden Schmidt against Brody Taylor Schmidt at 6'8". Johnson Brock right to left as we look at it toward the south bucket here in the first half. And the tip will be controlled by Schmidt. He'll bring it backcourt there to Tyson Mann. Off the right side now to Miller. Miller down low to Clements. Clements back out top and a three ball from the wing. And the man is good. Three-pointer for Tyson Mann to start the ball game. So quickly we start off with a 3-0 lead for the Knights. People want to call them the Pirates. Go back a lot of years. Over the right side, Taylor for Johnson Brock on the right side against the 2-3 zone, it looks like. Now Barron out to Kaysen Dollinghouse, comes across to Sloan Pelican. He'll drive into the middle, leave it back now for Barron, down on the left side wing. Back out to Pelican. Good defense here by the Knights. Move the ball, and on the sideline, Taylor stepped on the side. Out of bounds, it's going to go here to the Knights on the turnover. So here we go, back with the Knights. Had the basketball, Sloan Pelican. Shoe came untied. He'll get that fixed up, and we're ready to go. The Knights inbound in the backcourt. Tyson Mann's 3-0 early on. Mann's comes up the floor. A little 1-4 high here. They're 4 across the free throw line. Now they work to inside the big man off the glass. Turn around. Good. They tell me that is kind of his bread and butter spot, 4 to 5 feet. That's about as far away from the bucket as he gets to take a shot at 6-8. Cross court, 5-0, by the way, our score now. And here's a shot put up by Camden Dollinghouse. No good. Rebound brought down by Leighton Barron. He turns and puts it up and in. And it's now 5-2. The lead to Elmwood Murdoch. Man to the front court off the right side. Hands the ball away to Miller. Miller out on the left side to Clements. Clements working. Middle. Gives the ball up for Riley Wilson, 6'3 senior. He's going to drive the hole. It's up and good. They haven't missed yet. 7-2. Lead to Elmwood Murdoch. That's something the coach Dollinghouse mentioned to me last night. He said, you're number one. He said, you think you should win. They're coming in 11-13. Traveling on Johnson Brock. Traveling ball against the Eagles on Pelican. And he'll go back nine. He said, you just worry about somebody going out and having the game of their life. Or in this case, the whole team getting caught all at once. They said, you can get in trouble in a hurry. He said, even 11-13. Everybody's good at this point of the season, or they wouldn't be here. Up the floor with the basketball. Comes the Knights off the left side to Clements. She'll hold the ball, looks underneath, nobody there. Back to the top, Wilson drives, scoops to the right side, off the glass for two more. And all of a sudden, it is 9-2, Elmwood Murdoch. 5:39 to play in the first quarter. Taylor, left side, now on to Camden Dollinghouse. And down to Pelican, left corner, three ball, up and good. Pelican makes it 9-5. You see Camden Dollinghouse wearing a sleeve on his right wrist. up to his elbow and had it kind of wrapped around his hand where something happened to him. In fact, he wasn't wearing that Thursday night. Here's a drive in the paint. Double team, triple team, kick it out of there now to Wilson. And Wilson gets it away to Mann. Mann drives the free throw line, and they're going to turn over to the time ball game. Good defense by Johnson Brock that time, forcing the turnover. And the Eagles will get it down 9-5, 5:01 to play. Lots of playing time early in the first quarter. Johnson Brock won't get rattled. They've faced a lot of pressure situations the last couple of years. Here is Pelican with the ball. Right side now to Dollinghouse. That's handed off to Kaler. Between the circles, left side, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen drives the hole up to the right side. Good. Kaysen Dollinghouse makes it 9-7. Johnson Brock back to within two after being down by a score of 9-2. Come back the other way here. With the ball, Kerwin out top, Easton Miller, he comes off out of man. Fans will back up Johnson Brock in a man-to-man defense here. Go inside the paint to the big man, kick it out for three. It's up, it's short, no good by Miller. Rebound, Easton Dollinghouse had it, and then he gets fouled as he starts to put the ball on the deck. Foul, I believe, on man. It is on Tyson Mann's his first foul of the ball game. Again, here at Johnson Brock, we sit opposite the scoreboard, so we don't see it sometimes, the hand signals by the officials until it goes up on the board. And to Dollinghouse to the front, hands off to Kaysen, a weave out top, now to Pelican. He spins inside, down the lane, all the way in, blocked by the big man, but it is picked up and put back in by Leighton Barron, and we are tied at 9. So now it is a 7-0 run for Johnson Brock to tie the game at 9. Out on the left side of the basketball now. In there on that last break is Shelly Coleman. Inside, he'll take it back out top. Coleman passes down low, and Jennifer Abram-Jones, who checked in the last break. Now they go inside, they get the ball in there to Schmidt. The shot was blocked, picked up on the weak side, and put back by Shelly Coleman. And it's now 11-9, the lead to Owen Murdoch again. Come the other way with it. Pelican out top, left side. Kaysen Dollinghouse, dribble drive all the way underneath. Reverse layup is good. From the left side to the right side, he puts it up and in. And we're tied now at 11. The shield called with that last bucket. We got 2:55 to play. First period. Here's a three ball. Left wing on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, and we got a foul. The shot put up originally by Riley Wilson. Offensive rebound, a reach-in foul here on the Eagles. Who do they get? Foul on the Eagles will be on Sloan Pelican. First foul of the ball game on Johnson Brock. Lob it out top to Wilson. Left side wing. He'll get it down there to Coleman. Turn around Coleman, gives now pass inside, stepping in front, and knocking it loose, and leads to a steal. Leighton Barron with a good move, ahead to Kaler, leaves it back for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Left corner, skips it across. It'll be Pelican back to Camden Dollinghouse. Three ball short, rebound off and on the run the other way. Go to the Pirate, the Knights. All right, we come back the other way now. They look like Pirates dressed in black and white, but that was a long time ago for one of the schools, not Elmwood and Murdoch. Right side with Coleman, looking, passes off. Playing in front of the big man is Barron. Pass to the right side wing. Driving is Coleman. Threw it back in the middle, knocked away, stolen away by Barron. Barron's ahead to Kaler in traffic, goes in, kicks it out, and it's Dollinghouse Camden for three, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Abram Jones. 1:44 to play in an 11-11 tie here in the first quarter. Down the lane, we've got a blocking foul as the Knight player drove in between two defenders. And who do we get this time for the foul? Johnson Brock will bring Chase Van Winkle into the game for the first time. Chase, a 6-foot senior. Foul is on Leighton Barron's, his first team foul, number 2. All right, inbound the ball on the left sideline there for Coleman. Coleman dribbles it, gets it away to Clements. Clements off the left side and back down to Coleman in the left wing. Started there by Camden Dollinghouse. Van Wink with contact from behind. No whistle there. Good prior 1-1 call there for his squad. And driving in, taking on three defenders and getting it in is Tyson Mann. And again, the Knights up 13-11. Johnson Brock has not had the lead of the game. We've been tied now twice. Here to drive down Behrens, left side, a pretty pass from Jason Dollinghouse. Behrens with the bucket has six. And on the inbound, Chase Van Winkle tried to steal it. Gets called for his first foul, team foul number three on the Eagles. Behrens has had the hot hand. He checks out with 6 points. Replaced the lineup now by Austin Meyer with a minute to go in quarter number one. Three ties here so far. Up the floor with it. Miller off to Manns. Manns will hold it. He'll look. Left side, Clements. Clements back out top across the floor with it. A drive and a pass down to the baseline now to Miller. Miller passes off again. Now Jones has it. That is Abram Jones. Passes off, gets it right back, dribbles in now to Clements. Clements on the right side pulls up. And now bounce pass back out top to Coleman. 26 seconds. Coach Aaron Pryor says run motion now. And a man to Johnson Brock, under 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. The offense is spread all the way out near midcourt. Now in the midcourt circle with 12 on the clock. Tyson Mann with it. Seven. Seesaws the dribble back and forth. Top of the key. Left side knocked away by Jason Dollinghouse. Throws it up and just about threw it in the net. For one, it's Johnson Brock 13. Elmwood Brock 13. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready to go in quarter number two and a 13-13 tie here at Johnson Brock. Another tie at Johnson Brock. Well, here we go, Johnson Brock ball. We were tied three times in the first quarter. Take the ball inside. Behrens turnaround block rejected by the big man Aiden Schmidt. And the Knights come down to the basketball. To the front court they go. Miller leaves it back now for Riley Wilson. Wilson has it. Gives the pass off to Miller again. Into the paint, dishes off, right side, three ball up, too strong, no good by Miller, or excuse me, by Wilson, and the rebound grabbed up here by Camden Dollinghouse. To the front court to Kaler, and now it goes to Pelican, who had a three-pointer. Back to first 3 points of the game for Johnson Brock. Pelican open, left side for three, yes, two for two from that spot in the ball game. Johnson Brock has their first lead of the game at 16-13. Now to the front, Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball. Off the left side, Riley Wilson. Down in the corner, Austin Miller. And Travis violation called on Elmwood Murdoch. Into the game again, Tyson Mann. Mann's back in the ball game. All right, we come in. Johnson Brock basketball with it. Up the floor. Jason Dollinghouse hands off to Camden. They bobble the ball. Back to Pelican. He nearly walked with it. Jason Dollinghouse dribble drive off to Behrens. Short on the shot. Held ball and the rebound will go to Elwood Murdoch this time. Alternating possession goes to the Knights this time. All right, to the front court we go. Elwood Murdoch with the basketball. Driving down between two defenders. Mann pushes it up. Two hops on the rim. Held. Rebound to Brody Taylor. Taylor coming down with the basketball. Now he moves to the front. Let's skip it over. Pelican up the ladder to grab the basketball with one hand. Now he dribbles to the middle. Underneath the Barons got pushed from behind. He throws a cross lane. Pelican missed it. Got his own rebound back. Camden Donhouse underneath the Barons. Up to a whistle. And a foul will put him at the free throw line. So now we will go back here, and it will be Leighton Barons at the line. First free throws of the game coming up here. That foul is on Easton Miller, his first foul of the second quarter for either team. Free throw up, and no good that time. Leighton has not spent much time in the line, just 1 for 5 on the year coming into the ball game. Chase Van Winkle back in now, and Camden Donhouse going out. When he goes over the line, he is doing all of his hand slapping, high-fiving with his left hand. Not the one with that sleeve on it. Free throw good. And the lead is now 4 for Johnson Brock, 17-13. Up the floor we go the other way with the basketball now. Easton Miller. It's been a while for the Knights to score here. Mann starts in, backs out. Picking off the forearm, guarded there by Brody Taylor. To the left, Mann's again now in the middle of the floor of the basketball. Dribble, tries to get into the paint, double, triple. The ball tipped by Pelican to the backcourt. Ran down by Easton Miller. Miller, and a pass is tipped by Johnson Brock. It's out of bounds, and it'll belong to... It will belong to... Elwood Murdoch inbounding will be Michelle Coleman. Now we come the other way, take the ball around the perimeter. Work the ball out to the top. With it is going to be Easton Miller. Picked up his dribble, hands off to Mann on the left side of the court in front of the Eagles bench. Mann working, he's going to pull up and shoot for two on the rim. No. Rebound tipped around and ends up with Leighton Barons, and he'll give it to Chase Van Winkle. So Van Winkle now will bring the ball up the floor. Give it off, and to Taylor. He tried to make a move, got bumped by a defender and lose the ball out of bounds. Lost the ball out of bounds. So it will be Knights basketball. Their trail 17-13. To the front court we go. Mann for the basketball. Gets a double screen at the high post. Keeps the dribble, moving from right to left. Now into the paint he goes. Out to the left wing for three. It's up to 10. That is Mr. Miller with the bucket. That makes it 17-16. And we're going to timeout called by the Knights. Timeout Knights, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here. And time is back in. We're ready to go. Johnson Brock basketball. Coming up the floor with it will be Camden Donhouse. Checked in during the timeout. He'll hand it off to Taylor. A little bit of a weave out top. Pelican with it. Stop. into the post with it. Barron back out to Taylor on the right side. He'll hand it away to Camden Dawnhouse. He drives, pass across the lane. Pelican with it, back out to Van Winkle, now to Pelican. To Camden Dawnhouse, he moves in with a dribble. Handling the ball well with that right hand, forces his way in, up, no good. Hits the deck, gets up. He is definitely favoring that right arm. He does not have a problem with that Thursday night. Here's the takeaway by Johnson Brock. A 3-on-1, and a foul will be committed as the shot is put up by Van Winkle. He's going to be fouled here. Foul will go against Abram Jones, his first foul, number 2 of the quarter. And at the line will be Johnson Brock. At the line, Van Winkle or Taylor? Free throw is up. Free throw is good. That's Brody Taylor. Sorry, his first. Johnson Brock up to 18-16. Camden Dawnhouse checks out, replaced by Garrison Bowie in the lineup. Jason over there, he's got some in his eye. Here's a shot, free throw up, and good for Brody Taylor. Gets them both, the lead is 3 for Johnson Brock. All right, to the front court, Elwood Murdoch with the basketball. Tyson Manns with it, looks. Dribbles, passes off the left side now for Miller. Into the paint, floats it off 1 foot, got his own rebound. It's blocked away. I think it was Barron that got it. Van Winkle to Barron, back to Van Winkle, now to Taylor. Left side, Pelican. Sloan fakes right, drives left, gives it to Barron. Couldn't get the shot away. And now back out top, the ball goes to Garrison Bowie. Left side, Taylor. Off the right side, Pelican. In the middle with it to Bowie. And now he will hand it off to his senior teammate, Chase Van Winkle out there. Van Winkle makes the three now. Taylor will take it. Left side, in and out, no good. Rebound got down underneath there for Riley Wilson. 2:51 to go in the first half. 19-16, Johnson Brock. Then tight all the way, other than a 9-2 lead for Elwin Murdoch early. And Johnson Brock ran off 7 straight to tie it up. Man, between the circles, setting the offense with 2.5. Comes off the right side with the ball in the hands of Riley Wilson. All our games on the World Wide Web at MSPSports.net. Ball knocked away, picked up, stolen by Taylor. He'll get it away to Barron. Layton brings it across, now off to Pelican. Pelican, free throw circle, out to Van Winkle, thought about a long one, passed it up, dribbles in, and timeout called by the Eagles with 2:12 to go. In quarter number 2, we're at a 3-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's the Class D1 district final for the boys. Johnson Brock leading 19-16 after trailing early 9-2. They're on a 17-7 run right here. But it's been tight since it got tied up at 9. The Dawnhouse Twins back in the ballgame here with 2:08 to play in the first half. Now they have, looks like they have changed up that brace on Camden Dawnhouse. Now he has a black wrap around his lower hand, a white wrap on his forearm. Now it's going to be to Kaysen Dawnhouse. Hands the ball off. Barron, the Pelican, thought about a long one, pass it away instead. Down to the right corner with it, Camden Dawnhouse dribbles around with the left hand. Pushes it across the floor with his brother, Kasich, into the free throw area. Passes out. Camden Dawnhouse, 3-ball up and in the left side. His first point of the ball game, and now it's a 6-point advantage. 22-16, Johnson Brock. Big deuce there. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Front court now to Riley Wilson. He looks off the left side. Visible out to Clements. Clements, pass to the middle. Driving down against three defenders. This man shot was blocked, and they call it a held ball. That will go to the Eagle. Again, I'm watching Cam Dollinghouse go down the floor, and he is shaking that right hand. Did not see Coach Dollinghouse before the game. Did ask him, didn't know about this whole game time. He give it to Cam Dollinghouse on the right side, and he dipped the shoulder, knocked the defender down. Out to Kaler for three on the left side. No. Rebound brought down by Austin Meyer. Came back in the break. And he pulled a foul on Elvis Murdoch, and this is the unhappy Knight fans. They want an offensive foul on Cam Dollinghouse. Didn't get that. Instead, a foul on Tyson Mann. His second, third foul of the quarter on the Knights. Mann will sit down, replaced in there by Ibram Jones, 6'2 junior. Coach Aaron Pryor voicing some unhappiness to the official, telling his players to settle down. He said, I'll do the complaining. Out top, Kaler with it. Off to Cam Dollinghouse, over to Pelican. Sloan into the free throw area, back out, and a three ball up off the mark by Austin Meyer. I don't think he takes a lot of those, but not a bad looking shot. But he was well behind the 3-point line. 34 seconds to go in the half, a 6-point advantage for Johnson Brock. To the front court, pulling it, Easton Miller. Guarding him, away from the ball. Not close enough to get a 5-second call is Kaler. Now the count starts. Now Miller picks up his dribble, gets it away, 14 on the clock. Coleman with it, he passed it off away, left side, and it goes back. Coleman with 7 on the clock in the midcourt circle, and a reach-in foul, a slap on Sloan Pelican will be his second. First foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Into the game, again comes Tyson Manns with the two fouls. They want him in there for offense with 5.6 seconds to go. Pelican sits down for the Eagles. Back in the game is going to be somebody. I can't find him, I believe. He's gone out back in there. Drive in, and can't get the shot away. It's blocked by the Eagles. At halftime, Johnson Brock is leading Elwood Murdoch 22-16 after falling behind early. 9-2, they hold the Knights to 3 points in quarter number two. Take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the scoring wrap-up. The halftime report brought to you by Highlands Community College after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home yet far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring, Elman Murdoch jumped out to a 9-2 lead in the ballgame. Johnson Brock fought back, tied up at 9 apiece. They eventually took their first lead at 16-13. And they have had the lead the rest of the way, leading now 22-16 here at halftime. Johnson Brock has for Elman Murdoch 9-3 in the second quarter tonight. Taking a look at the scoring for Elman Murdoch in the first half tonight. They are led by Tyson Manzi at 5 points all in the first quarter. We have 3 points for Dashiell Coleman. 2 points for Aiden Schmidt, 3 points for Easton Miller, and 2 more for Riley Wilson for their total of 16. No free throw attempts so far for Elman Murdoch. 2 fouls on Tyson Mann, nobody else with more than one. For Johnson Brock in the first half, leading the way is Leighton Behrens and Sloan Pelican with 6 points apiece. Behrens all on two-pointers in the first quarter. Pelican with a three-pointer in each quarter so far. Camden Dollenhouse with 3-2 for Brody Kaler at the free throw line, and Casey Dollenhouse has 4 in the first half. Johnson Brock went 3-for-4 at the free throw line. Sloan Pelican has 2 fouls in the first half, nobody else with more than one. 22-16, Johnson Brock leading Elman Murdoch. The winner goes to the state tournament starting a week from next Wednesday for the boys. We will take a break here from our weather forecast, find out what this weather is going to do. Hopefully it'll stay like this. I think it's cold weather coming later in the week. We'll find out all about that. They'll be back in the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorology meteorologist Patrick McMillan with your weather for the tri-state area. As we make our way through the rest of the weekend and into the beginning of the work week, we'll see a high pressure system continue to bring in relatively calm as well as warm weather. Highs staying well above the average high for this time of year, which is 46 degrees. Then by Tuesday night, we'll see a chance of rain and snow early. Then we'll see that calm weather quickly return by Wednesday, taking us through the rest of the week. As we take a closer look at the forecast, this evening, we'll see clear skies and a low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 72. Sunday night, clear skies and a low of 38. Then sunny into the beginning of the week on Monday and a high of 78. Monday night, Mostly clear skies and a low of 45 degrees, with sunny skies into the day on Tuesday and a high of 70. Tuesday night, a chance of rain and snow early, mostly cloudy skies later on and a low of 16, with sunny skies into the middle of the week on Wednesday and a high of 37. Wednesday night, mostly clear skies and a low of 21, then sunny into the day on Thursday and a high of around 55. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, the team's huddled up with their coaches, getting ready to go here in the second half. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC close to home, yet far from. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Coming up Tuesday night, Class C1 District Final on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs take on Battle Creek out at Seward. Randy Couture will have that game for you from Seward. Then on Wednesday night, state tournament basketball, Fall City Cigar girls take on Humphrey St. Francis. That game will be Wednesday night, 6 o'clock tip-off. And we'll have that here on Sunny 101.3 as well. All right, Alvin Murdoch ball. They take it into the big man. Trenton is taken away. Camden Dollinghouse coming down with the steal for Johnson Brock. Off the left side to Kaysen. Kaysen Dollinghouse now to Pelican, back out top. Barron's right side, Cam Dollinghouse isolated, right side drives in, it's up, it's good, and a foul. Blocking foul will go against Riley Wilson. His first foul of the quarter. Second bucket for Camden Dollinghouse, he now has 5 points in the game. Looking for six. The free throw is off the mark. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Elwood Murdoch. Down by eight now. 24-16. Biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock. On the deck, a blocking foul this time on the Eagles as the ball went inside. And it's going to be, wait a minute, 03 or 30. That's a big difference. It's 30. It's Leighton Barron. It's his second. Would have been three on Sloan Pelicans. All right, triggering from the baseline is Mann. He stops it out top, making the catch. Wilson drives the lane, dishes down to Clements. Underneath, didn't shoot it, took it back out to Mann. He's guarded by Kaler. Picked up his dribble, needs help. Needs quick help to Clement, and he dropped the ball. And they're going to say Kaysen Dollinghouse knocked it away from him. Okay. This was standing a lot closer than I was. The other way we go. Knights fall down by eight. 1 minute into the third quarter. Mann will hand it off. Give the ball up there for Easton Miller. Miller cross court. Clemens' hand right there with it in the Dolling House. And it's a turnover to Johnson Brock. See a little bit of frustration building up here on Elmwood Murdoch. Off the left side, Kaler. Johnson Brock going a little run here. They could blow this thing open in a hurry. Already up by 8 now. Jason Dollinghouse looking. He'll go off the left side. Barons to Pelican on the wing. He'll drive to the basket. Block from behind on the left side. And coming down to the basketball, Aiden Schmidt, the 6'8 junior. Schmidt with just 2 points in the ballgame. Mans with it off the right side to Riley Wilson, who has 4. Had a ball in the first quarter. Now, right side with the ball. A dribble drive on the baseline. A reverse layup. Nice move and a foul. Riley Wilson with the hoop and the harm. He'll go to the line to shoot one free throw. Foul on Kaysen Dollinghouse, I believe. That's who they put it on. Yes, it is. His first of the game. Second foul of the quarter. Now it's 24-18. At the line. Going to be Riley Wilson. First free throw of the ball game for Elwin Murdoch is off the back, no good. Rebound, Jason Dollinghouse. Junior guard will bring it up himself. Off the Pelican, cutting through. Cam Dollinghouse makes the catch, shoots it, scores it. Well, that right hand problem doesn't seem to affect his shot a lot. It's now an 8-point lead again for Johnson Brock. Here's a steal by Kaler all the way in. Left side, right hand, up and good. Kaler with his first shoot of the ball game, and all of a sudden it's a double-digit lead. Johnson Brock up 28-18. And they've got timeout prior to the tackling by Elwood Murdoch. Timeout by the Knights. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5:39 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock has built a 10-point lead here. In this period, they led at halftime, 22-16. Knights took the timeout. Chase Van Winkle into the game for the Eagles in place of Cam Dollinghouse. Knights bring it in. In the backcourt. Mans works into the front court. Now off the left side with the pass for Wilson. Wilson turns the corner through the lane. He goes, and the ball is off of Sloan Pelican. Out of bounds on the baseline. Checking in, Abram Jones again. 6'2 junior. Sitting down will be Easton Miller. Everybody lined up sideline to sideline, just about 2 feet off the baseline. Mans the trigger. Look for the lob of the big man. That wouldn't work. He'll bring it in now. Rachel Coleman also checked in there. Rachel Coleman works it off the man. Back to Coleman. Pass to the middle of the court to Riley Wilson. He'll go left side now into their 6'8 junior with the ball in there is Schmidt. And before he got rid of it, or as he got rid of it, foul. And Sloan Pelican called for his third foul. That would be the Johnson Brock shooting section you hear for testing that call down there on the far end. Pelican, 3 fouls, leaves the ball game back in Camden Dollinghouse. Inbounding the ball will be the Knights on the baseline again. Get it into Coleman. Off the man, left side. He triggered. He gets a screen. Free throw line. Can't get the jumper away. Now back out to the top. With the ball. Jones dribbles down. Good defense by Johnson Brock. The man to man. They're switching off and they cover up in a hurry. Somebody gets loose. Gets passed. man works the dribble on the right side. He has nowhere to go. Off it goes Coleman. Coleman to the far side. Taylor knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be night ball on the sideline in front of their own bench with 4:41 to play here in quarter number three. 28-18, Johnson Brock leading. They get the ball into the knife to Mann. Tyson Mann had it knocked away by Keeler. Picked it up. He'll give the ball up for Schmidt. His pass inside is loose. Tipped it back to him. Now he'll hand the ball off to Wilson. Drives it. Tried to get it to Schmidt. Taken away by Van Winkle. Ahead to Camden Dollyhouse. Goes up. A lot of contact. Couldn't connect. Rebound. Stolen away. Dollyhouse went in, stole it from Mann, forced his way in, got the layup, and then it's going to be fouled. So a two-pointer for Camden Dollyhouse on the layup, gives him nine. He's fouled, will have a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Tyson Mann, his third, second foul of the quarter. On the ninth, free throw up, and in and out, no good. Mann comes down with the rebound. Up the floor he goes. No, it's Coleman, excuse me. Now hand it off to Jones. Back to the top of the circle. Riley Wilson with it. Mann's on the right side with the ball. Free throw line. Double team. Gets it away to Coleman. Coleman fires it cross court to Jones. And to the Mann. He'll drive to the paint. Triple team and a reach-in foul. Who do they get? Foul will be on Kason Dollyhouse, his second. Fourth foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. A 12-point advantage for the Eagles. Biggest lead of the game, 30-18. 3:49 to go in the third. And Schmidt, 6'8 junior, tried to fire it out to the sideline. Two teammates right there and went between them, out of bounds. One of them got a hand on it, but they couldn't make the catch. And it's Eagle basketball with 3:45 to go in the third. Van Winkle at the point now. Off it goes. Kason. Camden. Now around the perimeter to Van Winkle. He looks. He goes left. Leaves it back for Kason Dollyhouse. He dribbles and stops. Off it goes to Van Winkle again. And a blocking foul. Riley Wilson lost his balance. Got in front of the Johnson Brock ball handler. And gets called for the foul. That'll be his second team foul, number three of the quarter. Behrens is out into the game for Johnson Brock. Austin Meyer again, the 6'4 junior. So it comes into Van Winkle near midcourt. Left side, Kason Dollyhouse. Down it goes now to Brody Taylor. Taylor left side, Dollyhouse drives, pulls up, blocked for the big man. It comes down to Johnson Brock to Meyer. He can't connect, and now an offensive foul on Camden Dollyhouse. He dipped the shoulder. There's no question about it. Team foul number five, just an offensive foul. So there's no free throws with that one with 3:09 to go. 3:05 to go in the third. Up the floor with the basketball. Elmwood Murdoch. Off it goes to the shield Coleman. Out top three ball. Off the mark. Too strong. No good by Wilson. Long rebound comes out. Elmwood Murdoch got. Now we've got a whistle on that far side as there was a scramble for a ball. And the foul is called on Camden Dollyhouse. He's now picked up two quick ones. Now it'll be free throws for Elmwood Murdoch. Riley Wilson's line, 0-for-1. He's the only ninth shooter free throw on the bench in the game so far. The free throw on the way up and good. And now it's 30-19. Just 3 points so far this quarter. Again, for the Knights, they only scored three in the second quarter. They're down 11, and down 10 as he makes the free throw. 30-20 our score. Johnson Brock leading. Throw the ball ahead, up the floor. With it now is Garrison Bow. You checked in during that break on the free throw. Working around Bowie, out in the left corner, three ball, too strong, no good. Shots it up there by That was Bowie, I believe, in the corner. And the other end, a drive to the hole, and foul on Johnson Brock. And more free throws coming up here. That foul on Brody Taylor, his first. And at the line once again, Riley Wilson. Wilson, 2 for 3 at the line. 8 points the ball game. The lead is 10. The lead is 9. He knocked down his third one in a row. Wilson ready again. Taylor, that was his first foul. Second one up, and rattles no good. Rebound going to be off pace of Dollinghouse. He touched it last. There's a lot of contact. They're not going to call a foul on that. Easton Miller back in for Elwin Murdoch in place of Abram Jones. Johnson Brock will bring, let's see, Barron's back in the game. And now it will be Austin Meyer. Bring it into the big man, Schmidt. Drives the lane, passes out to the corner, and now a pass to the top. A three-pointer no good by Miller. Rebound Taylor ahead to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Left side to Bowie. And now back after Kaysen Dollinghouse. He and Bowie play catch. Barron, left wing, dribbles into the paint, out to Camden Dollinghouse, three ball up, and goes. Three-pointer for Camden Dollinghouse, gives him 12 in the game, 9 and a quarter, and the lead is back up to 12 for Johnson Brock. Fans at the free throw circle, passes out to the side, going in, stripped to the ball is Elwood Murdoch. Camden Dollinghouse got that right hand in there, and it hurt again. Ball out of bounds off of the Eagles. It will belong to Elwin Murdoch on the baseline. Triggered in will be Tyson Mann. Mann brings it in, gets the ball in there for Miller. The big man underneath, that's Miller. And a reverse by Clements won't go. And Camden Dollinghouse grabs the rebound. Up the floor to Kaysen. Back to Camden for three, left wing, off too strong. Ball rebound, he followed his shot and got it back. They'll give it now away to Taylor. Taylor drives in, gives it back to Leighton Barron, now to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll whip the ball to the right side. Taylor moves in, bumps into a defender, off now to Camden Dollinghouse. Double team, turn the corner. He slipped, fell down, and his feet went out of bounds while he had the ball. So he gets up. With 1:09 to go in the third, the big man Aiden Schmidt checking out for Elwood Murdoch. Back in there is DeShield Coleman, a 6'2 sophomore. Trigger man is Easton Miller. They have to go the length of the floor here with 68 seconds to go. In quarter number three, and a 12-point advantage for Johnson Brock, the number one ranked team in D1. To the front, Clement with it. Up top to Mann, passes it off. Coleman, they play catch, they give the ball up to Wilson, drives in, and the ball is out of bounds, off of Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock clears, say, hey, went off of them. Coleman will inbound from the sideline. Lobs across court. Clements will bring it down. Oh, the backboard. He nearly fell out of bounds with it. And now running the ball up the floor, Riley Wilson. 41 seconds to go in the quarter. Coleman to Clements. Left side with it. Wilson commands. Gets the screen. Moves right. Van Winkle goes with it for Johnson Brock defensively. Bounce pass down to Clements. Layup is good for Sam Clements. It's now a 10-point lead, 33-23. Camden Dollinghouse dribbling up the floor, reaching around, trying to swipe it away. Tyson Mann, and that's his fourth foul of the game. Team foul number four of the quarter. Van Winkle will sit down. Also, Hayden Gravatta, he hates getting the ball game, but he did. Pelican back in the ball game for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse, Pelican, Taylor, and also in there, Leighton Barron, the starting five for Johnson Brock. Backcourt to Camden Dollinghouse. Crosses midcourt, holds the ball, 10 seconds on the clock. He'll move up now, pulls up for three, and it's off, no good. Rebound picked off by Aiden Schmidt, and they throw the ball ahead, and a three-pointer on the way up, and no good. At the buzzer, after three, Johnson Brock, 33. Elwood Murdoch, 23. The Eagles, 8 minutes from the state tournament. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we got 8 minutes up on the clock. Johnson Brock, a 10-point lead in the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Leighton Behrens will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Sloan Pelican. Behrens a senior, Pelican a senior for Johnson Brock. Inside, Camden Dollenhouse on the right block, high off the glass, but good. He's got 14, he has 11 in the second half. The lead is back up to 12, matching the biggest lead of the game for the Eagles. Clemens at the other end had it knocked away. Pelican with it, steals it, gets it away for Kaysen Dollenhouse, and the junior will bring it up. Kaysen Dollenhouse ahead now. Camden Dollenhouse for a long three, missed it. Follett got his own rebound again off of mystery. That's the second time that's happened. Taylor for three off the front edge, no good. And grabbing the rebound, coming out of there with it will be Coleman for Elmwood Murdoch. A drive in by Easton Miller, cut off, out to Coleman, down the lane, out to Clements on the right side. The Knights are passing up some open shots. Here's Clements, moving in with a dribble. Cut off, back out to the top to Wolf. They don't have time, down 12, to play this type of offense now. It's good defense, really good defense by Johnson Brock. Credit the Eagles for that. Taking the three, and Coleman, he'll hand it off, and now a three ball up, no good by Miller. Long rebound comes out to Taylor, being chased off the left side to Camden Dollenhouse. Right side to Kaysen, drives into the paint underneath to Behrens. Behrens got off to a quick start with three hoops in the first quarter. He kept the Johnson Brock Eagles back to the ballgame, and they fell behind 9-2 early. Now Taylor gets a screen, moves right to the top of the key off to Pelicans. Pelican with a couple of triples early in the game. They missed 6 points. Eagles content to play catch around the perimeter. Now Kaysen Dollenhouse moving into the paint. Pulls up, 15-footer off the rim, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Dickfield Coleman. They'll get out of there and up the floor with it comes Riley Wilson. Timeout by Elwood Murdoch. They trail by 12 to Johnson Brock. 5:55 left, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sandoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we are ready to roll here. Again, in this fourth quarter, Johnson Brock leading 35-23. They trailed 9-2. They took the lead finally at 16-13. Game was tied three times in the first quarter at 9, 11, and 13. Since then, Johnson Brock has led the entire way leading now by 12, which matches her biggest lead of the ball game. Knights basketball between the scorer's table and their bench. Bring the ball in to Riley Wilson. Moving left, throws in the middle to the big man. Up and in, and a foul. It went to the rim, went to the backboard, stood on that flat iron. Finally fell in. Aiden Schmidt with the bucket, his second. Foul on Leighton Behrens, his third. Team foul number one of the quarter. Now what? Fisher goes over to talk to the timekeeper and the scorer's table. He puts the time back on the clock. Let's see. Anyway, when we resume play here, Aiden Schmidt will be at the line looking for his fifth point of the ball game. Trying to do something with the clock here. Looks like, okay, they reset it. It put 11 seconds. Wow. Back on the clock. Must not have stopped it on the whistle. So 11 seconds back on the clock. 5:47 left. And at the line, Aiden Schmidt. Tell me he's a good free throw shooter. It's up. It's good. It looked good. It's kind of a line drive, but it went in. 35-26, our score. 9-point lead. Taylor ahead to Behrens, over to Kaysen Dollinghouse on the left side. Now to Pelican, back out Kaysen Dollinghouse. Camden on the right side, drives on man with four fouls, can't do much about it. Shot in the block area, no good. Rebound out of bounds, off of the Knights, Johnson Brock ball. Camden Dollinghouse went down the ball. He'll get it into Kaler. Kaler, Dollinghouse, back to Kaler. Looking to go back to Camden Dollinghouse. Behrens with it. He'll dribble it, but give it in the middle to Kaysen Dollinghouse, and now off to Kaler. He comes off the baseline. Passing low to Behrens. Got the defender on his back and lays it up and in. He's got 9 points. And now at the back with an 11-point lead for Johnson Brock. Moving the ball forward. Mann off the left side to Wilson. Back out top. Wilson's got it again. Drive it in. The new player in the game is Keegan Heisinger. Out on the left side. Three ball up. No good by Coleman. Rebound. Camden Dollinghouse up the floor. Throws it ahead to Pelican. Sloan Pelican doubled. Gets the ball across the floor. Now out it goes to Taylor to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Nice pass underneath. Bullet pass right underneath the basket. Leighton Behrens in double figures with the 11. A steal by Taylor. The lead is 13, the biggest of the ball game. Johnson Brock with a steal, looking to put the cap on this one. Pelican dribbles, guarded by Coleman. Off now to Kaysen Dollinghouse in the midcourt circle. Dribbles up around one defender. Tried to pass it across. Got bumped. Stolen by the Knights. Driving in. And a blocking foul. Yep, good call. On Leighton Behrens, who picked up his fourth foul. Team foul number two of the quarter. Leighton trying to lean over where the guy carrying the ball, moving the ball, dribbling up was coming from. And instead, he moved and got caught, and he will put the Knights at the free throw line in the person of Tyson Manns. 5 points all back in the first quarter here. All right, it will be 4:05 left when the clock starts again here. Our game brought to you by Bruna Impa McCovey, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. Free throw rattles around the rim, but will not go. Behrens checks out with 11 points, 4 fouls. Austin Meyer replaced it in the lineup for the Eagles. Free throw coming for Tyson Mann. Seeing up and no. And the Dollinghouse with another rebound. And we have what? Foul on the Knights trying to steal that ball away. Put the foul on Easton Miller, his second. first foul of the quarter, 4:03 to go. Full court pressure now. To Taylor now in the middle ahead. He goes up the court. Traveling as they get the ball ahead to Austin Meyer. Austin couldn't get stopped to get the ball on the court. And it will go over to the Knights. Here comes the big man back in. Aiden Schmidt. Out goes Coleman. Coach Aaron Fryer. A little offense and defense here. Up the four man's with it. Guarded by Taylor. Three-pointer on the way up. Off the mark. No good by Miller. Rebound to Taylor. He'll give it away to Payson Dollinghouse. Off the four on the left side. Right side now to Camden. Around a defender going all the way to the hole. Pulls back. Shoots it. No. Taylor the rebound underneath. Double team. Out to Pelican. Fake the three. Drives in. Down low. Taylor. Little four-footer up and good. Taylor with six, the assist to Pelican. Lead is 15, our biggest lead of the ballgame, 41-26. Mans in traffic, goes in, works his way to the hole, and a foul on Johnson Brock. Official underneath, heads over to the scorer's table. Foul on Pelican. Sloan picks up his fourth foul. Team foul number three of the quarter. And the line just missed two. Now he missed another one. They were 3 for 5 for the Knights in the first three quarters. The only player to shoot a free throw was Riley Wilson. Now Tyson Manns in his fourth one here in the fourth quarter. Pelican sits down with four fouls with 3:13 to go. Chase Van Winkle back in the ballgame. Stay tuned. After the game, we'll bring you the stats brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Ball St. Auburn. Free throw is good. And the lead is 14, 41-27, Johnson Brock. Jason Dollinghouse up the court to a double team ahead to Camden. He turned with that right hand and lost the ball out of bounds. So in on offense, once again, here comes big man Aiden Schmidt. He replaces Coleman. 3:06 to play. The lead is 14. The Knights need something to happen good in a hurry here. Off it goes. Left side. Three ball. Left wing. Off the mark. First Miller. Rebound brought down by Brody Taylor. Taylor with the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor. Dribbles around his back. And he will be fouled by Keegan Meisinger. Meisinger's first foul. Team foul number two of the quarter. Back in comes the Shield Coleman. Jason Dollinghouse will be the trigger man in the backcourt near midcourt. Looking, gets it into Chase Van Winkle. He'll hand it back to Jason Dollinghouse and he'll move it up the floor. Picked up the midcourt, a double team off the can, dribbling through traffic, and he went through the pass. Too much steam on it, out of bounds it goes. There were four defenders there. And a small area that Josh Brock is trying to deal with here. 2:37 to go, another chance here for Elvin Murdoch to chip away at the lead, but they've been unsuccessful here. For the most part, it's 4 points so far this fourth quarter. Long three for Manns on the rim. Won't go. Keeps the going out to rebound. He started out of there with it, slowed it up, gave it back to Camden. Now ahead to Taylor. He'll be fouled by Keegan Meisinger. They're trying to get him to the line to shoot free throws here as the clock winds down. Pelican back into the game for Johnson Brock. Also back in is going to be Leighton Behrens. Austin Meyer sits down along with Chase Van Winkle for Johnson Brock. So Pelican, trigger, he's in the front court, but he can go back court. I'll bring it into Behrens. Back to Pelican. Off to Camden Dollinghouse. They chase him. Want a foul, didn't get to him in time. Now, Taylor, not a guy you want to foul. Taylor underneath, going to the hole, stops, spins, back out of there to Camden Dollinghouse. They'll pull it out with 2 minutes to go. And now, a foul called on Coleman. He grabs Camden Dollinghouse, and Camden kind of tried to shoulder him and elbow him back. Coleman the foul, his first, number nine. Johnson Brock fans are upset. There was a little blame to go both ways there. Now is Pelican inbound from the sideline again. Looking, backcourt, he'll go to Kaler. Makes the catch up before he comes to the midcourt. Off to Kim Dollinghouse. He'll get it away to Kaler with 1:50 to go. Off to Camden again. Here midcourt to Kaler. Kaler fouled by Riley Wilson, his third. And now the Eagles will begin the procession of the free throw line with a minute 45 to go in quarter number four. Brody Kaler at the line, 2 for 2 in the ballgame, has 6 points. Lead still at 14. Sophomore getting ready. Fires it up. And it rattled out of there. No good on that one. He'll get another one here. Ready to go again. Everybody's set. Taylor gets the basketball. On the year, Taylor hits this one. Taylor on the year is 80% free throw shooter. 75% tonight. 3 out of 4. The lead is 15 again for Johnson Brock. The Knights play catch around the perimeter with 1.5 minutes to go, down by 15. Man to the drive. No rebound. Down by Schmidt. And he'll be fouled. That'll be team foul number 4 on Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican going to get called for the foul. He heads off to the sideline, and Sloan fouls out of his last game here in the Eagles camp with a minute 26 to go. And that's okay, but it looks like he's going to have another game in the state tournament, at least one more, a week and a half away here. At the free throw line, Aiden Schmidt. Ready. 1 for 1 at the line and 2 for 2 now. That one's good. 1:26 left. The lead is 14. At the top of the hour, you're listening to Johnson Brock Eagle Basketball and Sunny 101.3 KLZA Fall City and Johnson. Free throw is good again. And it's 42-29. The lead is 13. Taylor takes the inbound pass, hustled up to the front court. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse off to Kaler. Get it away to Chase Van Winkle. Now Camden Dollinghouse with 70 seconds to go. Now they come out and a little left tap foul on Riley Wilson. His fourth, and the free throw line will be Taylor again. Taylor with 7 points in the ball game. Pelican fouled out with 6 points. Kaler ready. Sets up. In and out, no good. Tuesday night is Auburn basketball. District final in Class C1. The Bulldogs take on Battle Creek. 7 o'clock out at Seward, the home of the Blue Jays. We'll have that game on Sunny 101.3. Tuesday night, tip off at 7 o'clock. Kaler ready for the free throw. Spins it on the way up and travels home. 43-29, back to a 14-point Johnson Brock advantage with just 64 seconds to go. To the front court goes Riley Wilson. Free throw circle off to Mans. Mans dribbling right, now goes back left. And the free throws are taken away, stolen by Leighton Barron. Barron gets away to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now it will go to Brody Kaler, and Brody's going to get fouled again. And head back to the free throw line, and a whole slew of new Eagles about to fly into this ballgame, along with a whole bunch of Knights getting ready to ride in as well. 44 seconds left. Kaler will shoot 2 more. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 4 out of 6 at the line tonight. Sets, fires, got it. That makes the lead 15. 44-29. Back in is Austin Meyer. Also in there again, Grady Barron for Johnson Broad. Hayden Gravatt checks in. Harrison Bowie back in the ballgame. And if we get another chance here, Rowan Benham will check in, along with Robert Gravatt for Johnson Broad. Free throw up and good for Taylor. He makes them both. He finishes the night with 10 points. 44 seconds to go. The lead is 16. That has been the biggest advantage of the night for Johnson Broad. Up the floor with the basketball comes Carson Toll. He'll off the left side to Harrison Kane. Kane to the top of the key. Lane Mills with it. Back out top of the pass now to Harrison Kane. And a three-pointer up. Off the mark. No good for Clayton Fletcher. Rebound to the Knights. Drive in. Pass to the middle. Tipped away and it ends up in the hands of Brady Behrens. With 16 seconds to go, Johnson Brock probably just going to dribble this out. The fans starting to stand and clap for Johnson Brock. Final score is going to be Johnson Brock 45, Elwood Murdoch 29, the Eagles 55. They will get a chance to go back to the state tournament and win second year in a row. They won it last year. They've now won 33 straight games. 45-29, your final score. We'll be back and wrap it up. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service and the Fall State Honor. We'll do that after this 2-minute break. Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agent.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we're back here at the Eagle's Nest in Johnson, Nebraska, where our score final is 45-29. Johnson Brock with the win tonight, and they'll advance the state tournament next week or so away. Girls' state tournament starts next week, and after that, it'll be the boys' state tournament the week afterward. I'm trying to get Coach Dollenhouse's attention here, see if I can get him up here for a little post-game interview for tonight's game. The scoring will go like this tonight for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. They are led in scoring by Riley Wilson, who had 9 points in the ballgame tonight. We had 7 points for Aiden Schmidt in the ballgame. After that, it's 6 for Tyson Mance, 3 for Easton Miller, 2 each for Sam Clements and Nashiel Coleman. They had two apiece. The Knights go 7 out of 12 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For Johnson Brock tonight, scoring will go this way for the Eagles in the game tonight. They are led by Camden Dollinghouse with 14 points despite that injured right arm tonight. 11 points for Leighton Behrens tonight. Leighton, not normally a double-figure score, but he certainly came up big early in the game tonight. 10 points tonight for Brody Taylor in the ball game for Johnson Brock. Taylor with a 10. I got Coach Dunhouse's attention. 6 tonight for Sloan Pelican. 4 tonight for Kason Dollinghouse. The Eagles went 7 out of 10 at the line. Our summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service, Fall City and Auburn. In Fall City and Auburn, see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. We'll give this microphone here to Coach Dollinghouse. I hope you can hear me. Coach, I'll start off with congratulations. It wasn't an easy game, but you got there. The goal for the year now attainable.
Yeah, we wanted to get to the state tournament, and these games get harder and harder as you go. District final against a team that Brian knows us pretty well makes it tough. So it was a good game. Glad we were able to pull it out.
The Johnson Brock fans came in here very excited tonight, but still down after last night's heartbreaker and a 4 overtime loss for the girls. And you fall behind 9-2, and they're just going, what's going on?
Yeah, those things happen in this game like this. It's tough. I mean, they're a good opponent. They were a great team. I just don't really know what to think right now.
All right, my next question is this. Camden, I don't remember seeing that thing on his arm Thursday night. What happened?
Yeah, he had a little injury, but he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
It looked like he was hurting a lot, starting off and on. So
yeah, he'll be fine.
That's no good. No fun at that point. Kason, the other son, he's right in the middle of everything. I looked down here after the end of the game. I said, he only scored 4 points back in the first quarter, but he was right in the middle of everything all night.
Yeah, he's just feisty. All of our kids are. They battle hard. They all just come ready to play and battle.
I remember earlier this year you and I had a visit, I think, down in Fall City maybe. We talked about Leighton Behrens. You said, well, he doesn't score very much usually, but he does all the dirty work, and then 6 points the first quarter, 11 for the game. He's got to be riding pretty high tonight.
Yeah, he was probably our MVP tonight. The way he played defense and the way he, shot the ball, he did a great job for us.
All right, you got to get down there and have that picture. Coach, thanks. We'll talk
John.
In a week or so.
Yeah, thanks,
Safe.
John.
That's
yeah,
it. Coach Lucas Linehouse, thanks for taking time to visit with us. He's got to get down there and get some pictures and good stuff taken with a district trophy and a trip to the state tournament in his pocket coming up in a week and a half. The boys, let's see if I can find all my paperwork here. The D1 Boys State Tournament, if I can find what I'm looking for here. I got so many pieces of paper. For the Boys State Tournament, and get the right brackets here. The Boys Class D1 would start on March 7th, so they would start on Thursday. Johnson Brock looks like would be the number 2 seed. That's where they came in here at tonight as far as the wild card points. Sitting number 2, if that is the case, a number 2 seed would play at 6 o'clock in that first round game. If they're the number 1 seed, they would play at 9 in the morning. But I think they go into the number 2 seed and would play an evening game on Thursday followed by a morning game on Friday then. So we'll let you know more all about that as we go along here in the next week or so. But let me tell you what else is going on. Tuesday night, we're going to take a day off from basketball on high school level tomorrow. We'll tell you that. The Tuesday game will be a district final in Class C1 when it will be Battle Creek taking on Auburn out at Seward. Randy Gatula will have that game here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up Tuesday night, tip-off will be at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday night. Wednesday night, it's Sagar Girls Basketball State Tournament first-round game. The Irish will play Humphrey St. Francis. Sagar, the number 2 seed. St. Francis, the number 7 seed. They will play next Wednesday night, this Wednesday coming up. And that game will be, again, at 6 p.m. And they'll play that game. I forgot to look. They're playing that game as at the Devaney Center at 6 o'clock, and that'll be the first game of that session, so it should start right on time on Wednesday night. After that, we'll see. Auburn, the number one team, undefeated in Class C1. They will be playing the fall. They're the third seed in the district. They are undefeated and ranked number one. If they win, we'll cover them at state tournament as well. Also, congratulations today to the South Fulton Knights in Northwest Missouri. They won their district today with a win over North Andrews, 75-65. They will be playing their next round, the Bay District, on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock against the Jefferson. So at Jefferson, against the South Nottoway Jefferson, that game coming up on Tuesday night in a Bay District game, and then they move on to the Bay District on to the quarterfinals from there if they win. So that's what's coming up. It's a lot to keep track of. We'll keep you up with it all next week on the sports and have Auburn on Tuesday night, Sacred Heart on Wednesday night, and hopefully then Friday and Saturday as well if the Lady Irish can win and advance. Guns and Brock back to the state tournament. Next, coming up for the boys' state tournament. Good luck to everybody else. As Dorn will have, as far as Sacred Heart and Auburn next week and what they're going to be doing. So that's going to wrap it up. For the birthday boy, Kirk Gillen, back in the Sunny Studios, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.